to part two of this episode of the Wave Guides podcast. Let's get back to Miss Sunshine herself, Kathy K6SUN, as she continues her conversation with the women of Ham Radio on the Wave Guides podcast.
Well, thanks so much for those nice comments. I'm really enjoying it. I hope the young ladies are as well, and I hope all the gentlemen listening as well. And as you know, I love doing the nests. I love talking, but I will talk last, and you'll hear about my story. But it looks like 2Q wants to wait till last to talk because his sister is there tonight, so maybe he wants to wait until she has spoken. But I'm going to call on, and VE2XPL wants to be last as well. So he has let me know that both Isabel and Sharon have appeared home, so I will call on them after I talk to RAT. RAT, please come aboard. And like I said, we sure miss having a Gail here. We would have liked to hear her story, so maybe you can tell us something about her story. RAT, please come aboard, and thanks for talking to us tonight.
Well, thanks, Kathy. See, the rat man comes in and everybody steps aside. No, I'm just kidding. Everybody wanting to wait till the last. That's fine. I'll get in here and say something. Good evening, everyone. And I've been listening for a little while. We just actually got back to the campground here in Orlando. Been out doing some shopping, getting things. I've got a nice little fire pit here with a wire top, and we got a fire going. I'm standing out here keeping warm, and it's just now starting to get up to a nice little roar there. Beautiful evening it is up here. It's been a beautiful day, no rain whatsoever. I better be careful with that word, but it's supposed to be beautiful again the rest of the weekend. So I also just want to say I encourage everyone, female, male, young and old, in the amateur radio. I have a blast with it. I meet a whole lot of nice people on this. So just like Debbie, you know, tonight she had some issues. She called me up, and from Orlando, I made a couple phone calls, and lo and behold, here we go. We hook up the repeaters from Fort Pierce, and she can get in there and have her little QSO with you guys. So that's what hamming's all about, helping anyone. It doesn't matter of gender or anything. It's just friends helping friends. Enjoyed listening and to what I could hear. Went out to dinner and, like I said, did some shopping. So been a little bit busy, but enjoyed what I did here. I just want to say welcome to all hams. Of anybody that is, and I enjoy everyone so much. And thank you, Kathy. The wife, like I said, we've been busy, so she wouldn't have been able to actually sit down and hold a conversation with you guys, but we're just now starting to settle in. And before I time out, I'll turn it back over to you. Thanks again, everyone, from Whiskey 8, Romeo Alpha Tango in Orlando.
Well, John, I didn't know you were heading to Orlando this soon. I know that you set up tomorrow. So tell me, when I finish, tell me how the weather is up there, because you know we will be heading up that direction. So hopefully it's not too cold up there. But sounds good, you know, what your comments. And sorry, Gail missed us, but I can understand that now. But I know she's not that active, but you know, she has a love of radio. She talks quite often on VHF. So, but you, thank you for coming aboard, and we'll see you on Saturday. But before I sign with you, let me know. You said it's you've got a fire going, so it must be cold. How cold is it up there in Orlando, and can I expect it to be as cold as last year? Back to you, John, RAT. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Yeah, no, don't expect it to be that cold. don't say that. It was freezing last year, literally. Eighth inch of ice on my truck. It is probably, I would say, a wild guess, mid-50s right now, maybe low 50s. It's supposed to get no later, lower than around 49, 50 degrees tonight. So, and both tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night. So, yeah, the we got here today. They actually open up for tailgate setup today at noon. And to get the good spot that I want to get, we get here. We got here is about 10 minutes after, as a matter of fact. And we got the same spot we had last year. We're set up. We got the W8RAT banner flying sky high. We have the South Cars 7251 right here next to us. Rick ND4Z and his wife and South Cars will be absolutely right beside us. I've already taken care of the slot. Took care of their tickets, and they're just got to come and give me a call, and I'll bring them to the gate. So it's going to be beautiful. The weather's going to be beautiful, high in the low 70s, they say, tomorrow and the next day. So it's going to be beautiful. It'll be perfect weather there, Kathy. And, yeah, the wife, she's not that into much. She works the 2-meter quite a bit, but around town. That's really about it. Anyway, again, thanks everyone for being there. And we'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. K6SUN, W8RAT.
Well, thanks, John, for joining us tonight. Thanks for listening. And good luck this weekend. We'll see you probably Saturday. Tell Gail hi, and I'm sorry she missed it because it's been a really exciting evening so far. I just wanted to make a call out there to any gentlemen that would like to make any comments because they've been listening to the ladies. I wanted to know how they thought we were doing. So I'll break with you, John, and have a good evening. Tell Gail hello, and sorry we missed her, as I said. I'm going to make a call up to VE2XPL system again. His wife and his older daughter have appeared home. They're in something called Girl Guides, which I believe is Girl Scouts. And Isabel had a later session than Megan, I believe. And Sharon is Pete's wife. So hopefully they are ready and can make a transmission. I'll call first on Isabel because I know she should be heading to bed. She's probably got an early day at school. So Isabel, are you there? If you are, please come aboard. And your dad will tell you the questions I've asked and see if you can answer most of those for us. And welcome home, Isabel. Please come aboard.
Hi. Hello, this is Isabel.
Don't be shy, talk up a little louder.
Don't be shy, talk up a little louder.
All right, so how did you get into the hobby? From hanging around me, pretty much, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so she got into the hobby by hanging around me. Isabel's shy. She usually likes to talk. She's not talking tonight. Do you consider yourself slightly active or very active or moderately active?
Moderately active.
Moderately active. She's on here quite often with me. And what mode do we prefer? Do we like digital because we don't do a lot of SSB together because Isabel's not licensed. But you like to play with computers, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and all this stuff is all connected to computers now. So do you like that?
Yeah.
Do you prefer rag chewing or contesting?
Contesting.
Contesting, but we don't contest.
Sometimes I do.
Oh, do you? Oh, okay. Those are the three
yeah,
other.
I've done
oh, that
it for me.
Oh, well, that could be considered a form of contesting. Very good. So you like that? Rag chewing is just talking to people. You know
yeah.
what that is? Okay, you knew. You knew that already.
I
just told Mummy. And are there any other members of your family that are licensed amateur radios?
You.
And do you consider this a man's hobby or do you consider it to be a woman's hobby as well?
Both.
Both, and why?
Because there's a lot of girls and a lot of boys.
Speak up. Nobody can hear you.
Because there's a lot of girls and a lot of boys
there
on the radio.
There you go. Excellent. So we'll say back to net control for right now.
Back to net control for right now.
And thanks for picking us up.
Well, Pete, I must say, you're an excellent instructor. These gals will be very excellent once they get licensed. And Isabel sounds a little tired tonight. Maybe it's the girl guides. Maybe it's going to school tomorrow. But She's usually a little more chipper than that, but she must be tired, and I can appreciate that. It's a, you know, it's a little later in the evening, but I remember listening to her on several of your nets, and she's been so welcomed by the rest of the members, the men and the women. She's done a great job, and she will be an excellent ham once she gets licensed. But I hope that Girl Guides for you, Isabel, went well tonight, that you enjoyed it. I hope school is going well for you. And I hope that I haven't talked to you a little bit on some of the nets. You haven't come aboard. I guess you've been busy with other activities, going to birthday parties and things like that. We've missed talking to you in the morning, so hope that you have a good day at school tomorrow, and school is going well, and that, like I said, Girl Guides was really special for you tonight. But I thank you for taking the time and talking to our gentlemen out here and letting them know how much you enjoy the hobby, and I know once you become licensed, you will be a regular, and who knows? Maybe I can convince you to be a net control, and you can talk to all these nice gentlemen out there all the time. So I will break with you, Isabel, and see if Sharon is there and would like to come aboard and tell us what she thinks about the hobby and whether it's a man's hobby and how she likes to listen. I know she's not licensed yet, but I think she's been studying, so maybe she wants to tell the listeners that. Sharon? Through BE2XBL, if you're there, we'd sure like you to come aboard and talk to us tonight.
Seeing everybody else listening, I am here, and I'm thoroughly enjoying what I've caught so far, and I think it's very interesting, and I'm glad that Pierre has been into this and he's been bringing me on board. I haven't quite been studying like I should, but it's coming, and I'm definitely interested in it, and I definitely think it's for both women and men, and we're trying to do it as a family, so I think that's a good incentive as well. And that's it for now. Connect control.
Well, I didn't hear Pete this time in the background telling you the questions. You were pretty good with those questions. I know you've been studying, and it will come in time. I think you're probably pretty busy as far as I know, too. Last I heard, you had a daycare center that you were running, so I'm sure you're quite busy, but it will come in time, and then your whole family can join us. We enjoy Pete and what he does for South Cars, and enjoy his TNT and whenever he does the nets, and I especially enjoy some of his comical beginnings to some of the podcasts. So, you know, we enjoy what he does for us, and we'll enjoy the family as well. But I thank you so much for taking the time tonight to come aboard and talk to the gentlemen as well as myself. This has been a very special evening for me, and I'm glad you could join us. So with that, Isabel, have a great evening. Sharon, you as well. Pete has to still listen. And, you know, he has to make some comments at the end. So he has to still listen. I hope you young ladies will listen as well. You know, it's been a very nice evening. And we hope to get some of the other stations connected to come aboard and make any comments. So the next one I have, and I'm sure that Katie has gone to bed, because she has an early evening. But I'll make one final call, and I won't call her again. Katie, coming through KW4LCB system in Orange City. If you're there, we'd like you to come aboard and make a transmission. Come aboard now. Okay, I know she gets up very, very early in the morning, sometimes 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'm sure she's gone to bed. Sorry we missed her. Maybe I should have called her very early, so I apologize for that. But again, Katie is not yet a ham, but she was in our technician course, and she is studying. So with that, I'm going to try to make a call out to Lane. She's up in Michigan as well, and she's probably going to come through. I don't see that node connected, so hopefully she can be there, though. Her call sign is KC8VUY. Her name is Elaine, and she's from, I believe, Otsego, Michigan. So hopefully she's there. Elaine, if you're there, please come aboard.
I am Kathy. This is Stacy with DUI. You can't see my nose, so therefore I wonder if you can hear me.
I apologize. I take that back. I didn't look at my users list. Yes, I do see it there, 4167. So you are coming through loud and clear. And you have the questions. Just tell us your love of the hobby and whether you think it's a man's hobby, how your licensing, how you became interested, and you are from the state of Michigan. So please come aboard and tell our listeners what you think of the hobby.
I'll do it. And it won't even be X-rated. The temperature here is 9.3 degrees in southwest Michigan, and so it's a chilly night. And I've been licensed since 2003. I currently hold a general pass ticket and also aspire one of these days, if I can get the concentration, to get my extra class ticket as well. And as to whether or not I view it as a hand or as a man's hobby, no, I view it as a hand hobby. Matter of fact, I rarely participate in women-only chats. Because, you know, there are so many nuts out there, and they're all just, you know, handful. And one of the things I like the most is all of the huge dishes that folks have. Just fascinating. I mean, there isn't a topic that you can't talk about that there isn't some hand that's interested in. So that's a big draw. Also, we have gained so many friends over the years in our involvement in our hobby. So that these fans, they don't only want to talk to you, they want to come and see you. And they're great. So we really appreciate that aspect. And here goes the story. My husband, Kay Theodore, does too. He got interested in the hobby first on Enterprise. And specifically, he had a long-term interest in being a ham. We had done some CD stuff very early on in our life. But he had always been interested in being a ham, so he became a ham before I did. But he had equipped both of our cars with ham radio. So he was scooting around, talking on the radio, and I wasn't licensed, and I was by myself and in the car because we commuted to different cities. So he could talk, and I couldn't. Now, can you imagine Kathy's putting up with that? He could talk, and I couldn't. So I just had to become a kid. So that's kind of the story behind all of that. And I am interested in, I do IRLP, obviously. I'm talking through 228. So we do two-point bands, 440, 2 meters, like HF, and inverse. And when I got my general class ticket, I had to pass five words a minute code, and I really was feeling very close, so close to making a breakthrough and doing better. But then I got the pass and got my ticket. But I would like to pick Dakota. I don't know if I quite need all the testing. I commute every day to work 100 miles from round trip, and almost the entire time I'm staying at the radio. And then at night, you know, we always have the ham radio on. They're on our main floor of the house, and we monitor them constantly. I'm more of a super jam, and my husband does the technical stuff. I'm not that interested in it, although I fix them. And we have tons of very strange radios. I like Kenwood's best. I always have a struggle with that. We have a UAV. I guess that's about it. So, that's
your Kathy K. See you. All right, Elaine. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. There was a lot of either static or your battery was low or maybe too much snow up there in Michigan. 9 degrees. That's pretty darn cold. But I could hear you. And I know you connect more than Sam does. And you are pretty faithful in joining in the nets. But, you know, there's one thing I would love to get you to do, and that is to be an NCS when your time and schedule permits. I think you'd be fantastic. But I enjoyed you connecting tonight, and I know you're a very busy lady. And but like I said, you seem to connect more than Sam does, so you're more involved maybe in the radio. And you guys do a lot of traveling, so back and forth to the Upper Peninsula. But I'm glad you took the time tonight to let all of our listeners know about your love of the hobby and how you became licensed. And I knew that you were scheduled to take the extra course, and things came up that you couldn't. But it's all there, remember, on the website. And it's a very, very easy exam. It was easy. I studied the material that SouthCare has had, and it was a breeze. So, you know, in your spare time, just get in there and look at that. Study it, and in your spare time again, take that test. But thanks so much for joining us tonight. And like I said, maybe it's all that snow or that cold weather up in Michigan. Your transmission was a little bit staticky and low, but I did hear it. So thanks so much for joining us. Tell Sam hello, and join us whenever you can. But we've had a very special evening tonight, and it will be broadcast on the podcast on the SouthCare's website, so you can hear the whole transmission in case you didn't hear it. But we've had a lot of good input from our ladies as well as most of our gentlemen, and hopefully some of our gentlemen will come back towards the end. But you have a great evening. You probably have an early morning, and I appreciate you coming aboard. So with that, I'm going to move. I have several other ladies that are still connected. One is N01SUZ, and that is a great call sign. Her name is Suzanne. She's from Connecticut. Both her and her husband are fairly new members, but she was willing to come aboard and tell us about her love of the hobby, what got her interest in, maybe about man's hobby, etc. Sure hope she's still there, and I'm sure she is. So, Suzanne, please come aboard. And I heard you guys talking last night over the servers, so I hope everything is okay with your audio. But please come aboard. N1SUZ, Suzanne. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November, and you guys are listening to the TNT Open Forum Ladies Night.
Well, good evening, Kathy, and good evening to everybody else on the net tonight. Been really enjoying listening to everybody and learning how everybody's enjoying the hobby. As far as me, I got involved with the hobby because my husband, N1SEZ, wanted to get his license. And if he was going to get his license, I was going to get my license. So 16 years ago, I became a Technician Plus, passed the CW, and then we started, you know, getting on air. I usually did 10 meters, and I liked to contest. Since I only had my Tech Plus, I really couldn't rag too very much. But I wanted to get my generals, but the 13 word per minute was a little difficult for me to copy at that time. So we just kept on 10 meters. We've been inactive for quite a few years. And a couple years ago, we got into kayaking, and I wanted to have something on board the kayak so that we could communicate to each other. And I said, hey, we've got our license. Why don't we use our ham radios? And so we started getting back into the hobby. And because Paul's radio in the shack had to go for repair, he found Echolink, and he found you guys. And we've been enjoying listening to South Cars for the last few weeks, and getting to know everybody in the background. So, now let's see. Other members of the family? Well, Paul, of course, is my other half, and he's got a license. And do I consider this a man's hobby? I would say no, but it is hard to find a lot of the ladies on the air. I'm guilty of that myself because I'm more of a listener than a talker, but I'm studying for my general's license. And then you probably won't be able to shut me up. Anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Well, Suzanne, I've got to make one comment here. Paul is a fairly new member, and you came, you had the interest as soon as I said to Paul that we were going to have this TNT. You came aboard instantly. And I'll tell you what, you would be a great NCS. You have a great voice. Your system is great. And I am the training manager. And I would sure like to talk to you about that in the future, because you have, these guys would love listening to you. We only have one other NCS besides myself, and that is Sarah. And, you know, you, if you have that interest, and even if you don't, you go to our website and look at our tutorials. And it's me as far as the audio. And at the end of this session tonight, I will tell you about how things started with me and how they moved on. And right now, you talk about getting your general license and not being able to shut you up. Most of these guys out here will say the same thing about me. I become, you know, so involved. I'm involved in a lot of things, and I like to do the nets. These guys are just fantastic. You know, they appreciate you. They're so warm and friendly to you, and they would be to you as well. So Suzanne, tell me, would you have that interest? I won't push you now, but maybe in the future. How about thinking about being one of our NCSs? You would be great. Back to you, Suzanne.
Frighten her away.
Okay, WE2Q, for some reason you got connected and started talking, so I think you've been muted, but I'm sure you will be unmuted shortly. So back to you, Suzanne. Did you hear my comments? And like I said, you'd be a fantastic NCS and would sure love to have you. So in the future, I'd like you to really think about it, and if you'd like to talk, I'm there. So what are your thoughts about that, Suzanne?
Hi, Kathy. I think we doubled up there a little bit. I would definitely enjoy doing that, I think. So you and I should talk a little later. Yeah, I get my feet wet here a little bit and get to know everybody. And, yeah, I would definitely enjoy that, I think. So we should talk about that a little later. So back to you, Kathy. K6SUN from N1SUZ.
Like I said, Suzanne, you would be great. And go to the website we have, and I think Paul can show you that. There's some tutorials there about training. Look at mainly the users list. When you're ready, I'd love to talk to you, because I think you would be just fantastic. And I would love to do the final training on you and get you aboard, because, you know, these gentlemen are just fantastic out here. And on the 19th of February, which is not this weekend but next weekend, we are having an all-ladies net. Sarah and I will be doing double duty, and then we have Julia in Russia doing the Eurasia net. But if we had an extra lady in there, you know, we could put an extra lady in there. So you have a great voice and a great system, and I really do want to talk to you. So whether it's by email or it's by, just go through those tutorials and then get a hold of me through email, because we sure would love to have you aboard. Thanks for your information, and thanks for coming aboard this evening. I'm sure Paul enjoyed it. I'm sure all the gentlemen enjoyed it as well as I did. And once again, thanks so much for taking your time tonight to come aboard and let everyone know about your love of the hobby. And I'm sure they will say just exactly what I've said. We'd love to have you as an NCS, because it would be just fantastic having you aboard. So think about it, and I'll send you an email very shortly, probably tomorrow, about information, and let's talk. So with that, I'm going to break from you, Suzanne, and see if, I don't know if he's connected, but I'll continue with the ladies. Maybe N1SEZ can come aboard and make some comments. I'm not sure if he's connected tonight, but I'm going to head on and talk to Ruth. This is WW1N. This is Craig's, which is WE2Q. This is his sister. And hopefully she's still connected, can come aboard. I know she's quite involved in CW, so she may want to talk about that as well. But WW1N, Ruth, I so much appreciate you coming aboard. I believe she's from New Hampshire. Please come aboard and give us your information. If you need any questions headed your way, I'll be happy to repeat them to you. So, Ruth, please come aboard. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Okay, I know she's there, but very possibly she was talking. I think there was something in the text box talking to Craig, so I'll come back to her. How about, and I'm not sure if she's connected this evening, this is KD8JYGA. She's from Michigan. She's a fairly new member. She said she'd be connected tonight, so I'm not sure if she's there, but if she is, please come aboard. Tell us about your love of the hobby. And I believe her name is Kina. So if you're connected, please come aboard. Okay, I didn't see her connected, and I'm sorry we missed her. She is a fairly new member, and she wanted to be involved this evening. So sorry we missed her, but I'll make a call once again out to Ruth. I know she was talking to her brother, so maybe she's not connected at the time. But WW1N, are you there? Ruth, please come aboard. Okay, maybe she'll come aboard before we close. So I'll once again make a call out to any gentleman out there that would like to make any comments before I actually go into my talk about my love of ham radio. So any gentleman out there anywhere that would like to come aboard, and I sure hope some of you are out there, and would like to talk about maybe what you think of our net this evening or the ladies' conversation, just general rag type Q. So anyone out there, gentlemen, ladies, please come aboard now with your suffix.
S-E-Z.
4 India Echo.
W4WLR, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
KC9JVM, Chicago.
Great, gentlemen. So glad you could join in on the ladies' TNT this evening. I did have a problem with the W4AKH repeater, so whoever was coming through that, can you come back and give me your suffix?
4 India Echo, Fort Pierce.
Great, gentlemen. Thanks so much for coming aboard, and hope that you have enjoyed this evening. This has been great for all of us ladies, as well as the gentlemen that have been connected. So I'm going to, first of all, call S-E-Z. He's coming through his wife's call sign, but sure glad you're there tonight, Paul. We've enjoyed listening to Suzanne, and I want you to convince her to think about being an NCS. She'd be just fantastic, and I would love to bring her aboard. So how are things going with you? What are your thoughts about tonight? And bringing Suzanne aboard, we appreciate that once again. So, SEZ, please come aboard. Paul?
This is November 1, Sierra Echo Zulu in Danbury, Connecticut. And good evening, Kathy, and good evening to everyone on the S-Cars Net, particularly the ladies this evening. We've been here listening to the entire net, and it's been a lot of fun. It's been nice hearing the ladies' stories and how they've gotten involved and how they perceive the hobby. I don't have 62 years of experience like Gordon does, but I would say that my experience echoes his. I've been in the hobby for 17 years. I operate mostly CW, HF. And in all the QSOs that I've had, I'd say I could count on one hand, probably two or three times that I've run across the ladies on the HF band. So a little bit more often on single sideband, but not too many on CW, that's for certain. And it's always fun, and it's always a treat when you run across one of the ladies out there, particularly operating CW. And, yes, Suzanne was a little bit nervous and everything, but I knew as soon as her name was called and that mic was keyed that her usual enthusiasm would jump through. And I told her already before you did that she'd probably be very good at this. So that's it from here. I better drop it anyway. So back to you, Kathy, from N1SEZ.
Well, Paul, N1SEZ. KEZ. Thanks so much for becoming one of our members and introducing South Cars to Suzanne. Yes, she would be fantastic. And when I end this transmission tonight, I'm going to tell a little bit about my story and how unsure I may have been at the beginning, and I say shy, but maybe that's not the right word. But now you hear me all the time. Most of the men hams out there say, and they're kidding, I know, they say that they can't quiet me down. I'm always there. And I think she will have a tons of fun, and we'd sure love to have her. And you are a fairly new member, and you've been connected pretty regularly. And, you know, we have this CW course going on right now. Gordon's doing the course. And I listened to a lot of the lady hams talk about when they were doing their general course that it was required. When I took my general, it wasn't. But I did want to learn it, and so I've been involved in that course. And it may be going slower for me because of time schedules and that, but I expect to learn it. I believe my dad helped me out similar to with it, and it's been a great course. So if you haven't been listening, you may want to listen to that and get a lot more people with the CW. I haven't transmitted by CW, but maybe a lot of people have. But I hope to learn it and learn it really well, maybe during the summer. But I will be talking to Suzanne in the future because I want to get her aboard. She would be just great and fantastic. So with you, I'm going to break. Have a great evening. Suzanne, have a great evening. I'm going to call 4IE coming through the AKH repeater. Now please come aboard and give us your comments about this evening.
Good evening, Kathy. I did not quite catch your call, and so I don't have it down. But in any case, very interesting net. Been listening to a lot of it. We had an earlier net, and my scanner hit this one. And always reminded of a friend of mine named Myrtle, who was the net controller of the Rooster Net on Thursday mornings each day from probably 1950 to 2008 or something. So in any case, and I learned code in the Boy Scouts with flags, and then when I was 15 I got my novice license, which was 46 years ago. So I've been licensed since then. I now hold an advanced amateur radio license. I never could get to 20 words a minute, and I'm not going to be a no-code extra, so I'll say it as an advance, and I did actually pass the 13 words a minute down in Miami at the FCC headquarters down there. Good fun. In any case, wonderful net, and I absolutely think it's neat, and I also let it drop. I didn't want to time out. But in any case, very few other than Myrtle and two or three other RoosterNet ladies that I've actually heard on the air. So in any case, take care. Wonderful, and I'll be listening if we can get this AKH repeater linked up again next Thursday. I'll be here, KB4IE, back to net.
Well, I believe your name is John. I believe you live in Fort Pierce. So I thank you so much for joining us tonight. Have your call sign is KB4IE, if that is correct. But I don't think I've talked to you before. I teach in Fort Pierce. At an alternative school, so I live up in Vero Beach. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathy. Pretty involved with South Cars, net control, as well as many other duties, and I'll talk about that before I close tonight. But I'm glad that you could join us tonight and make a comment, because we've had a great deal of fun tonight. I've enjoyed talking to the ladies, and I hope all have enjoyed listening to the ladies, because I hope through this TNT tonight that we can get more ladies involved to let them know that it is fun. It's tons of fun out there, and that the men appreciate them when they connect. So I thank you so much for joining us. Now remember, we do have a series of nets on Saturday. If you're not going to the Hamfest, join some of those nets on Saturday. They are a great deal of fun. So, John, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for your comments. And thanks for being there for the ladies and the gentlemen tonight. But once again, have a special week. Safe Week, and join us on Saturdays if you have the time. So with that, I'm going to call, make a call out to W4WLR. Hopefully, he says maybe he connected wrong, but I hope that he can come aboard and make a comment to our net this evening of the ladies talking about their love of the hobby. So W4WLR, please come aboard.
Okay, this is W4WLR, and we're in Fayetteville, Arkansas, where we had 18 and a half inches of snow yesterday, and went down to minus 17, I think it was, this morning. that's quite a change from South Florida, but it's a real nice area up here. I really have had a lot of fun. We've been here since October, so I enjoyed it immensely. I have a little wire tossed out the window here that we're loading up, but I'm up three stories here in the townhouse where my daughter lives, and I don't have a ground that's worth talking about, so I'm going to have to come up with something, maybe a balanced dipole or something like that. But we do want to get on the air. We've made a few contacts and had some fun with that, but it's very, very marginal. But this is kind of new to me. I've heard of Echolink and played around with it a little bit, but got this iPhone here a little while ago and saw that there was an IRLP an Echolink software and app for it. So that's what we're running on here this evening. And anyway, audio is perfectly clean. I'm just amazed at what you can do with this stuff. And here I am talking back down in South Florida from way up here in Fayetteville, Arkansas. We're in the northwest corner of the state in the near the Ozark Mountains, and it's really pretty up there. So back she comes, W4WLR, Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us tonight. I know that you're not a member of SouthCard, but I'll tell you what, I would love to sign you up. But I want you to put things in a text box for me, just if you have an email address in a birth date, month, and day. That's about all I'd like, but I would love to sign you up as a member of SouthCard, the VOIP. This is a TNT open forum that we have usually on Thursday evening, and this evening I am the host. My name is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. My name is Kathy. And usually I am a net control as well as other duties. One of them is I see that you put in the text box that you're already a member, so that means you're an HF member. I will just automatically add you to our roster. I have the number of 1001. So, and I have an email address for you. I hope that you can join some of our nets we have on Saturday. If you're an HF member, they have nets all the time, but we have our Saturday nets, which are quite involved. But I thank you so much for joining us this evening. I will send you an email about our various nets so that you have an idea of those. Thanks for your comments, and I hope you've enjoyed this evening as well as we have enjoyed doing the net this evening, because the ladies are very important as well, and we wanted everyone to know how valuable the hobby is to us. So I will go ahead and add you to our VOIP roster. Just put your email address for me in the text box, and I just want to verify that. So thank you so much, and I see that in the text box. Thank you so much. And I'm not sure if your name is Will, but that's what it looked like after your call sign. So thanks so much for joining this evening, and I hope you've enjoyed it. Join us whenever you can. Have a special day. Keep your snow up in your area. Keep those low temps. 18 and a half inches of snow and minus 17. I'm not sure of the temperature right now, but it was pretty much maybe 50 degrees, something like that, or 60 degrees, 70 degrees during the day. So thank you so much, Will, I believe. I see you put a call sign for your XYL in there as well. If you'd like, I'd also add her. So just put the message in the text box, and I will add that to our rosters. Join us whenever you can. We'd love to have you. We'd love to have the XYL as well. And I hope you've enjoyed this evening. So put a birth date. If she's not a member of HF, put a birth date in the text box for me and email for her as well. So have a great evening, both of you up in your area. Stay warm. Hopefully that snow will melt soon. So I'm going to make a call out to WW1N. Ruth, hopefully your system is working and you can come aboard and tell all these nice gentlemen about your love of the hobby and what your licenses are and all the questions I had. And if you need help there, I'll also help you out. So, Ruth, are you there? WW1N. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Please come aboard.
This is Whiskey Whiskey 1 November. I had a stuck space bar, so had to switch to the control key. So hello to everyone on the net. I'm enjoying everyone's voices and their stories. I've made a few notes here based on Kathy's questions, but first I'm going to check to make sure that I'm being heard.
You are loud and clear, Ruth. Please come aboard and tell us about all your information, and thanks so much for joining me tonight on such short notice, and I'm glad the system is working for you. So please come back with your transmission.
All right. I was getting some RX, having trouble still getting in, but it looks like I'm in there now. My brother Craig, WE2Q, used to call me when he was on VHF or on Echolink so I could hear the QSO going on. One day about 2 years ago, he said that he wished that I was a ham so he could share all of it with me. So I said yes. I started studying the ARL tech manual and asking Craig questions. I went to the 2009 field day in Greenland, which is just outside of Portsmouth, New Hampshire. As my brother predicted, the hams there were very welcoming, and I got to be on the GOTA station most of the morning. It was great to hear all those hams across the country with all those accents. I also enjoyed the barbecued hot dogs and hamburgers. My brother got his extra ticket that weekend, and his son Chris got his tech. Later that month, in August 2009, I passed my tech exam at the Portsmouth Club. Not long after that, I moved to Gloucester, Massachusetts, and joined the club there. I'll let it drop. I was almost afraid to let it drop. I added my radio support in several events, running and bicycle races and festivals, and participated in contests both in Gloucester and in New Hampshire. Of course, I joined in on field day again and also went out with a team to operate for a weekend out on Thatcher Island, which is near Rockport, Massachusetts. I've been out with some of the hams doing QRP portable ops and out on fox hunts. On Valentine's Day 2010, I passed my general and my extra exams and changed my call sign from KB1SXO to Whiskey Whiskey 1 November. My club in Gloucester often holds tech-in-a-day sessions, so to ensure that they always have enough VEs, I took the open book test and got my VE badge. I VE'd now at 9 sessions so far here in Gloucester and in Portsmouth. I'll let it drop one last time. I am now on the board of directors of the Gloucester Club, and I'm one of 5 who host their weekly Sunday net. I'm part of their MCOM team and have taken part in mock emergency training drills. I joined the local CERT, Citizens Emergency Response Team, here in Gloucester, and I've been activated twice using my ham skills to help up at the Emergency Operations Center during these past winter storms in Gloucester. I'm slowly learning Morse code, which I think is the coolest thing in ham radio. I love the sound of it and the look and the feel of the keys, although I'm still at the very early stages of learning it. So that's pretty much it so far. There's a lot still left to do and a lot to learn. I definitely don't think it's a man-only hobby. I recommend it to anyone who wants to do something different and who might like a better understanding of how things work around them. This is Whiskey Whiskey 1 November. Back to the net.
Well, Ruth, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. And has Craig talked to you about being an NCS for us? Because you would be one fantastic person. And, you know, I'm that person who could who do the final training. But has Craig talked to you about this? Because I would sure like to get you aboard as an NCS. It sounds like you're real busy. But have you thought about being an NCS for South Coast?
Yeah, Kathy, Gordon had asked me, it was quite a long time ago, I think it might have been a year or so ago, because both my brother and I were testing out South Cars, my first time being on it, and he thought we sounded pretty good, so, but you know, right then I was really, really shy, but I've been on a net for a while, so I'll consider it, and thank you very much.
All right, Ruth, I'll tell you what, you go to the website. You look at our tutorials on training and look at the users list mainly, Not the logging procedures, but and Craig could pretty much tell you. I trained, pretty much did his final training. He's a great NCS, and I think you would be fantastic, and I would love to have a lot more ladies be involved as any NCSs, and you would be just fantastic. So I need him to talk to you, and he's going to come aboard at the end here, he says, and make some comments. So hopefully he will come aboard and try to encourage you, but you have quite some credentials there. CW, I'm in the learning stages as well. Having a little bit of problem because I'm probably not concentrating as much as I should because I'm teaching school and life is just too busy, but Gordon is doing it on the SouthCar server on Sunday and Tuesday evenings, and he's doing a super, super job, and he's helped me out greatly in many areas. And so if you have a chance, listen to that, because he's come up with some great links for us to help out. And hopefully once the summer comes, I can do much better. But I'll have to talk to Craig to get you really interested in doing the final training, and because you would be superb. And we could have a family. Maybe we could have a family net. And we'll have to talk to Craig about that. But thanks so much for joining us this evening on such short notice. You've done a great job, and I thank you for waiting around and talking to everyone. I hope everyone has enjoyed listening to your credentials as much as I have. So, Ruth, have a great evening. Have a great day, rest of the weekend, and hopefully the snow isn't too bad for you. And hopefully Craig can give you some encouragement towards our direction, because he's a great NCS on the Pacific Net, and we hope to encourage you to do some of our other nets. So with that, that's the end of my list of ladies. I'm going to ask for a general call from ladies. Any ladies out there anywhere that are listening that may not have talked that would like to come aboard and make their comments to the general population out here before I make my comments about my love of the ham radio. Any ladies out there that would like to make some additional comments or have not talked, please come aboard now. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Please come aboard with your suffix only. Okay, hearing nothing, I'm going to make a general call out to gentlemen before I actually make my comments. Are there any gentlemen, and I do have two, WE2Q and XPL, that will be making final comments. Any other stations that would like to make some final comments to the ladies or about the net this evening, please come aboard now with your suffix only. We'd sure love to hear from you. And that includes all of those stations, gentlemen out there that are connected. We'd sure love to hear your comments about this evening's net. This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. Come aboard with your suffix only.
India Lima Golf.
All right, I have India Lima Golf. How about any other gentlemen out there? Come on, there's a lot of you connected out there. How about some final comments before I actually close this, or not close the net, but talk about my love of the hobby. Hopefully KC9ZFM is still connected. I want to call on him as well. So any stations anywhere that like to make some comments about this evening's net, and the ladies, please come aboard now with your suffix.
DRL.
Thank you, John. We'll be with you in just a moment. Okay, I'm going to call on KC9ZFM. This is Jerry up in Chicago. I hope he's still connected. He wanted to make a comment. So hopefully you'll come aboard and tell us how you think this evening went with the ladies and any comments you'd like to make. Jerry, please come aboard. Okay, maybe possibly he disconnected. I know he asked for contact a while back. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to call the two stations I have. And anybody, anywhere, gentlemen, ladies, that would like to make some comments before I go through my love of the hobby, please come aboard. We'd love to hear from you. So ILG, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy. I think I've got your call correct. I'm calling you, well, Chatty Kathy. but anyway, or son, I think he said Sierra United November. Anyway, this call is appropriate for your conversation tonight. The uninternational phonetics are canine, because I have a guide dog, and ILG is I love girls. So, and I'm an entertainer, and this is Indianapolis, Indiana. We are second only in monuments to Washington, D.C., and one of our neat monuments is the World War Memorial Monument. Boy, that's a tongue twister. And we have a special call sign. Let me reset. And, the call is WW2, as in World War II, IND, and it's the memorial station for the USS Indianapolis that was sunk back in World War II. So if you want a special QSL card from the USS Indianapolis Memorial ham radio station, you can get on HF, and I don't know what the rules are echo link wise, but one of the anyway, and we have other special event stations like our Indianapolis Motor Speedway station, etc. Anyway, I definitely like to talk to ladies. K9ILG.
Well, that was a nice comment. You definitely like to talk to ladies. Well, tonight is the night to talk to the ladies. Tonight is the TNT Open Forum with the ladies, and how they became involved in the hobby and how they enjoy the hobby. So I'm glad you connected this evening and could talk to us. And you know who I am in my call sign, and the sun has to do with, of course, the Sunshine State, but also that I try to be as sunshiny as possible, as happy as possible, and smiling as possible. And this net tonight has really been very special to me, not only because it introduces the ladies to South Cars, but it introduces the men to the ladies who are much involved. So, Bud, thanks so much for joining us this evening, and thanks for your nice comments. And it's been a while since we've talked, I'm sure, but you are there at different times, and so I hope that we can talk once again soon, and I hope you stay warm up in Indianapolis, and I hope there's not too much snow up there. But thanks for coming aboard, and with your kind comments and your special comments to South Cars as well as the ladies this evening. And hope that you can stay connected to the end so that you can hear what I have to say about my interest in the hobby. So with that, I'm going to call on DRL. Please come aboard. Tell us what you think of tonight's net, the ladies in net, the ladies in ham radio, and how you've enjoyed it this evening, and just your general comments, and if there's any general comments out to any particular lady as well. So, John, please come aboard.
Well, thank you, Kathy. It really has been a pleasure listening to all the ladies' comments about how they got involved, what they are involved with. And I give kudos to all the ladies who are involved. I wish more ladies would become involved. I'm president of a small club here. I live in Georgia. I live about 25 miles south of Savannah. And we have a small club, and 15 members. And we do have two ladies so far. I do promote it. I think ladies can do a lot of good work for ham radio. And you know, not only just being ladies because they, you know, cook and things like that, but there are a lot of things, net controls like you and everything else. It's really good practice in case there's an emergency. And I really am impressed with this this net tonight, and I my kudos go to you and every lady on the net. Back to net.
Well, John, that's such special comments, and I've thoroughly enjoyed doing it tonight, and I hope that if there are ladies listening tonight, they see how well the men out there appreciate the ladies connecting and not feeling it's an intrusion. So I really have wanted the comments from the men as well, and it's been a very special net for me. We've had maybe 12 ladies in addition to myself that agreed to let us know their interest in the hobby, and of course I will do my interest in the hobby, which is very, very involved, before I close the net. But I thank so much for you joining us and your kind comments, and I hope that you can join during our different nets so that we can talk once again.
Thanks for listening to the Waveguides podcast. This has been part 2 of the Women of Ham Radio. We invite you to download part 3 of this podcast at www.waveguides.ca.